Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this full day of March Madness, but also a day with Pro Day taking place today. And I have a lot of observations from Pro Day. First thing Kevin wants to know is whether Mike Tomlin was there.
And?
No.
Was a representative of the organization?
No.
That's disappointing.
No, they had somebody there. Just thought, you know. Just hearing the initial disappointment in your voice was worth it.
You did have me a little bit concerned.
The only one that we didn't see that was there was Atlanta. Falcons were the only ones that we don't think were represented. But as I said to somebody else there today, the Falcons were at several practices during the fall. Right, now, the big story of the day is going to be very simple. Christian Hackenberg flat out helped himself today. That is going to be the big takeaway today. And I have, based on conversations, which I'm not going to reveal because I think when you're talking to people, I have a pretty good idea who's extremely interested in him. Talked to Jared Palmer, his coach, today. He says, look, he says, Steve, 24 to 48 hours, the buzz on this thing is going to be huge. He went out and with the exception of two throws, he threw the ball beautifully today. Deep ball, in cuts, out routes. I mean, Christian had it going today. And I had talked to Kim Jones from NFL Network, who, yes, has listened to this show, by the way. Big fan of yours.
That's great. Oh, I enjoy that. Give him my number, please.
No.
Worth a shot.
No, but she is. She told me when I was leaving, she said, hey, Steve, I'd love to come on your show whenever you want. I said, oh, okay. I mean, she just volunteered it, which was great. So we'll get Kim on in a couple of weeks. She doesn't go to a lot of pro days, but he says, look at how he threw the ball today. He threw the ball okay. In Indianapolis, he was beyond okay today. He was really good today. And I talked to Christian afterward, and Christian was pretty satisfied with what he did. Austin Johnson did well today. Anthony Zettel did really well today. And not only that, Zettel also did some work at tight end. He checked in at, Zettel checked in, AJ told me he checked in that Zettel was 275. I asked Zettel about that, and Anthony told me he checked in at 280 today. Nassib did fine. I thought Zettel did really well. Zettel looked really good today. He looked quick, he looked sharp. He had a lot of things going for him today. He looked really good. AJ did well. AJ, I think, didn't hurt himself. He may have helped himself a little bit. And I think Zettel helped himself. Now, the workout king today was Brandon Johnson, the reserve running back out of Harrisburg, walk-on. He turned in a 4.38 and a 4.40 on his 40 times. He was moving. But the story of the day is going to be, without question, Christian Hackenberg. That will be the story today. Hackenberg was not just good today. Hackenberg was extremely impressive today. extremely impressive. And there, I think, as Jordan Palmer, and Jordan Palmer, by the way, just so you know, it's Carson Palmer's brother. And as he says, Steve, he says, 24 to 48 hours is going to blow up here. He said, after watching this. Nassib's at 277 pounds. And Ryan Kaiser, by the way, did work out today. And by the way, Hackenberg today, in terms of throwing the ball, just so you know, 44 of 52 today, including 21 in a row. Now, I realize there's no rush, no DBs, but the two balls that he threw that went 65 yards in the air, I was with Rich Scarcella and Kim Jones, and they were like, wow. Now, Kimberly did see him out at Indy. So this was a good day for number 14. I can tell you that right now. And that was impressive. Nassib, really good day working on the bags, ran well, the whole thing. Had a couple stumbles in the agility drills, but that's it. And that really is the summation of that as to how it played out today. Let's see. It's not as if anything else is going on today. Duke survived. Butler beat Texas Tech. Colorado and UConn locked in a tight one right now, which is no surprise. An 8-9 game. I saw Colorado twice this year, including against Penn State. They beat Penn State 71-70 out in Vegas. And every time Josh Scott touches the ball, I'm shocked they're putting three guys against him. I'm stunned. Georgetown appears to be out of it.
Still. Do have a wrestling update. The first session of the NCAA championships over. 8 of 9 Nittany Lions in round 2. Matt McCutcheon, the only wrestler to drop to the consolation bracket.
That's not good because you would expect Morelli would have dropped to it because Morelli's going to drop to it. You know it. Okay? You know what's going to happen. Yeah, Megalutis was able to advance. Jordan Conaway did. He's seeded 5th. Gulabon won over Missouri's Matt Manley. Rutherford moved on. Nolf, no problem, beating the kid from Chattanooga today. Well, I guess Morelli must have. Now, remember, yesterday Jeff Byers said that Morelli, even though the kid from North Carolina is ranked 11th, he said that that he thought it was a really good matchup for him. But Gulabon, good win for him. He needed that.
And I will say that I am happy about one thing. Even though there's no network TV coverage till the finals, it appears as though, well, the semifinals, I guess they're also doing on ESPN now tomorrow night, but there is coverage on ESPNU. I didn't realize it. I thought it was going to be all on the internet when I first saw it, but I guess they're actually doing round-by-round coverage on ESPNU as well. Usually it's on ESPN3 only.
Right. So that's good. That's really good. So that's where they are right now at Madison Square Garden. Penn State with the early lead with 8 points. Nebraska second with 7. So Penn State almost has it clinched now. Just kidding.
Might as well. Send everybody home. It's over.
Let's get everybody up today in the NCAA basketball tournament as to what's happened today. Duke actually was in a pretty close one all day and then finally won and advanced. And let's see. Let's see. UConn right now leads Colorado 57-48. With they're at the under 8.
Yeah, they were having a Colorado, bit of a fight in the first half there. I mean, well, it was battle.
It was 44-40. Colorado was winning, and UConn has gone on a 17-5 run and now lead the game by 8, 57-49.
Well, that's what happens when you only turn the ball over once in the second half, and that was UConn's stats so far.
Right. Iowa State leads Iona 56-44 with 16 minutes to go in the game. Baylor leads Yale 12-9. 14 minutes to go first half. Hampton leads Virginia 8-7 early. Butler beat Texas Tech 71-61. Duke beat Wilmington 93-85. Later, it's Kansas and Austin Peay. That's at 4. Purdue and Arkansas Little Rock at 4:30. Tonight, Buffalo against Miami. Chattanooga against Indiana. Florida Gulf Coast against North Carolina. And Fresno against Utah. Wichita takes on Arizona. I'll say this about there's one quick note I want to make about the first four. Also, Stony Brook is taking on Kentucky tonight, and Providence is against USC, and Gonzaga plays Seton Hall. The first four, Michigan only hit 6 threes last night, one. I said they need to hit 8-12, but they hit 6 and they won. They did enough to win the game. I mean, Tulsa, Tulsa's odd. They have 9 seniors on that team, 9. And I don't know what Frank's going to do about that, Frank Haith. I don't know what Frank's going to do about that. I mean, because you can't just bring in 9 freshmen. But they win the game. Now, Kevin, what's the big difference between Wichita State, Michigan, and the other at-large teams in the field?
Quality of opponents.
No.
Okay, I give up.
The big difference right now between Michigan, Wichita State, and the rest of the at-large teams is this. What do all the at-large teams have in common? What do they all have in common when the tournament starts?
They have an equal shot at winning? I'm not quite sure where you're headed with that one. Sorry.
And we drive the car to the cliff again. I mean, all right.
Before the game's played, everybody's still got a shot.
Oh, boy.
I honestly have no idea.
Each at-large team is coming into the tournament off a loss. That's why you're an at-large team.
See, I didn't think of that. I wouldn't have thought that.
You didn't win your tournament.
Yeah.
So Michigan and Wichita State, and this is why I think there's been some success by first four teams in the tournament. And VCU went to the Final Four. LaSalle went to the Sweet 16. I think there's always been at least one first four team in each of the last 5 years that's won the next round. Because, okay, I'll go pro and con on this. And, in fact, I'll go pro and con in a moment. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
There are pros and cons on the first four. I'll tell you what, let's get to the cons. First of all, you're an 11 seed for a reason. I mean, you're the last four teams in the tournament, all the 11, so there's a reason why you're in the game, because you're considered to be the final four teams that were put into the at-large bracket. All right, that's why you're there. The other con is you have to quickly get your travel arrangements set, and you quickly have to get a scouting report because you're playing about 48 hours after the announcement, maybe 50 hours after the announcement, you're playing one game, or in Michigan's case, it's 72 hours. And then you quickly have to then travel and go to the next site. Wichita State, for example, is going to play Arizona tonight. Tomorrow night, Notre Dame takes on Michigan. So those are the cons to it because you're on the move and you're traveling. Now the pros. You've gone through an open practice. You've gone through the press conferences. You've gone through a game, and you won the game. So when you get to the next site, and, for example, when Michigan goes to the Barclays Center, they're in there practicing today, open practice, press conference. They're like, yeah, we just did this. It's all now under their belt, and it's no big deal to them because they just did it on Monday. So the next part is you won. You feel good. You're getting on the plane feeling good. You've got some momentum. And not only that, in Michigan's case, they had to kind of fight and play a different way to win. Wichita State, Van Fleet, Baker have been around the block before. They're feeling good because they said, here we go, we've done this before. And that momentum part is important. That's why I've always maintained that the toughest day in a conference tournament is quarterfinal day. Because every single team on quarterfinal day in a conference tournament, the upper-seeded teams haven't played in the tournament yet. The teams they're facing are coming in off of wins. Sometimes it's two wins, sometimes it's one, but they're all coming off a win. They already feel good about themselves. They feel some confidence. They feel great. The building looks good to them. It's the same thing here. Michigan and Wichita State are going to games where they're coming off victories. They feel good, and they're into the flow of the tournament. In other words, there won't be tournament nerves for them. They've already been playing in the tournament. And take, for example, Michigan. Michigan wasn't in the tournament last year. So for Duncan Robinson and a couple of other guys on that team, Ricky Doyle, Donnell, Mo Wagner, Aubrey Dawkins, Chapman, all those guys, they never played in it before. Walden has, Irvin has, but the other guys haven't. And that's a big part of why there are pros and cons, but I think there are more, actually, believe it or not, other than the fact that you're the last four teams in, which that's a con, there are more pros than cons to playing in the game. That's why those teams are dangerous. You're not bad to begin with. And you're not out there playing the number one seed. You're playing the sixth seed. It's a little different ball game. All right. Well, we talked about Pro Day today. We've got a lot going on. Pro Day, NCAA Tournament Day, the Wrestling Championship's on. Had a long talk with a couple of offensive coordinators from the NFL today. Long talk. They like the quarterback. No, Mike Tomlin wasn't there today.
Should have been.
Thus that Photoshop picture of you and him that you wanted him to sign never left my bag.
Huh, there's a shock. Even if he would have been there, it never would have left your bag.
Got that right.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, UConn putting a little heat on, Colorado putting a little heat on UConn now in the final minute.
Josh Scott very just fired in his, 23rd of the night, or of the day.
He's a good player. Very impressive. I watched Josh Scott twice. I watched him against Penn State. Penn State 170-170. Then I watched him against SMU. SMU's not bad.
Well, they are Scott, nuts.
Good player.
They are 9-0 when Scott is 20 or has 20 or more.
Believe me, I watched. Yep, I saw some of that. In fact, I think against SMU, I think he had like 17 or 18 or something like that.
A minute to go, and it is now a one-point game. Or, I'm sorry, a one-possession game, rather. 66-63.
Boy, it's kind of making you missing Shikellamy basketball, aren't you?
I have to admit, this would be a fun game to call the way this game's been going. I think UConn, I mentioned earlier, UConn only turned the ball over once in the second half. I think they turned the ball over the second time just a few seconds ago in that second half.
I was talking to Mark Johnson, the Colorado play-by-play guy. He said, man, he's heard the show before. Matter of fact. You're surprised at the people who listen to this show there, pal.
I understand that it's rather popular.
Yeah. They love you. God.
Oh, I bet.
Well, don't brag about it. Time now for this day in sports history. St. Patrick's Day. You're wearing green today.
I couldn't. I don't have anything green, I don't think. Couldn't find anything.
Why don't you just, on the way home, stop at Wise and get yourself some green Jell-O. It'd be great.
Or throw a few cabbage leaves on my shoulders.
Sure. 1940, for the first time in NHL history, one line. The Bruins' Milt Schmidt, Woody Dumart, and Bobby Bauer finished 1-2-3 in the NHL scoring race. 1955, in Montreal, there was a seven-hour riot that caused more than $1 million in damage. What caused the riot? Montreal Canadian fans upset because NHL President Clarence Campbell had suspended Rocket Richard for attacking an official during a fight in a game on March 13th. The Rocket? Suspended. Riots ensue. 1998, the United States beat Canada 3-1 to win the first gold medal in women's hockey. In 1999, the International Olympic Committee expelled six of its members in the wake of a bribery scandal. Now, I know all of you are stunned that the IOC would have a bribery scandal.
How does that happen?
Between the IOC and FIFA, it's robbery without masks. All right, and I mean, you love the Olympics, and you've got these people in charge of it?
I said I love the Olympics. I don't necessarily love the people running the Olympics.
Yeah, that's okay. Nobody does.
And there's the third turnover for Connecticut, by the way.
Okay. 2005, several Major League Baseball players spoke about steroid use at the House Government Reform Committee. Not a great day. Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Sammy Sosa, and Rafael Palmeiro participated. The hearing lasted 11 hours. And there are too many memorable quotes out of that. Not good. Not good at all. All right, so Colorado's making a little run here.
Well, have you watched any of the tournament online at NCAA.com?
No, but the reason I haven't is I've been working
Well, that's what I thought. You haven't been actually able to watch it even on a computer.
First half hour of the show were first-hand recollections of Pro Day.
The reason I asked.
I figured you hadn't because I
don't remember you having an iPad out there and watching Pro Day at the same time. It just wouldn't look right.
No, because we had to do some things on the fly. For example, I interviewed LeVar Arrington, and then there was a little period of time that you interview somebody else, and you try to fit these things in where you can. So,
well, the reason I ask is if you and I'd love to know if anybody has used this over the last couple of years. CBS and the NCAA have a button on the screen called a boss button. So, if you're watching it in the office, and the boss comes around, you hit the boss button. And I hit it today just to see what it would do just a few minutes ago.
What does it do?
It actually puts up a fake, like you're building a PowerPoint presentation.
Really?
And it's actually, and as you read it, it's like ad-based. Okay. It's not really any, it actually has an ad based in it for PlayStation.
Let me see here.
It's hilarious.
Let's see.
I wonder if anybody used it yet.
Oh, I'm sure everybody's used it today. Let's see, watch live TNT. Let's see here. Let's see what happens here. March Madness Live. By using this site, you agree to the NCAA.com's terms of service and privacy. Like, who the heck cares?
You're not going to record it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, guess what? You know, I mean, anybody can look up the score, for goodness sakes. Let's see. Sorry, we're experiencing a problem. Need more information. Okay, fine. Yeah, I thought that worked out great.
Yeah, that was smooth.
Yeah, I don't think to worry about the boss coming in and having me look at this nobody can see it right now.
It's not there.
It's just non-existent. So if you hit that, a fake PowerPoint comes up.
Yeah,
I love it.
It looks like you have a PowerPoint. It's called step one, game the system. And it's basically an ad for Sony PlayStation is what it is. And you can click on the windows on the side or the cells on the side. And it'll actually change the PowerPoint panel that's on your screen. It's hilarious. Okay. It's hilarious. But it is it is an ad. It is actually a legitimate advertisement. But that's what happens when you hit the boss button.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
I just wonder if it worked for anybody.
I'm sure it has, as a matter of fact. I'm sure it has. But, you know, it's interesting. They talk about lost productivity at this time of the year.
Oh, yeah. Two worst days of the year, at least for the first half of the year.
But, all right. You know what? We work a lot. I mean, we work a lot. I mean, people work extra hours left and right all the time. You want to talk about productivity? Man, you got to remember, I mean, you want to know what America is, okay? What is America? I mean, it's work ethic, okay? America happen to be teachers, for example, that aren't paid anywhere near what they're worth, but put in all that extra time with students because they know it's the right thing to do. America is the nurse or the doctor that throws in the 15, 16-hour shift. Oh, and by the way, stays the extra 15, 20 minutes. And because it has to be done. You know, America is the country where the neighbor, right, is in her 60s, and you're over there with the snowblower taking care of her driveway. I mean, this happens all the time everywhere. So if we're not as productive today and tomorrow, who cares? There are people constantly doing extra things all the time in this country. It is the Little League coach that volunteers his or her time to be out there and part of what's going on and influence young lives. It's you know, across the board. That's what it is. So, productivity? People are productive all the time and putting in extra hours all the time. So, I you know what? That one I always call foul and I call bunk on all the time. Because people don't realize, you know, extra jobs people are working, trying to cobble together 3-4 jobs in order to make sure they can meet the mortgage, the car payment, things like that. You want to spend a couple of hours watching the basketball tournament on a Thursday afternoon? Guess what? Go ahead. You know, the work ethic in this country is unbelievable. And the work ethic in this country leads consistently to also incredible acts of generosity. It's the most generous country in the world. Okay? You want to spend 2 hours watching a hoops game on a Thursday afternoon? Go ahead and do it. You earned it. You need some relief. UConn's won. They've advanced. They beat Colorado today, 74-67.
Aw, see, you just ruined it for me. I still have 4.2 seconds left on my feed.
No, the game's over. Move on.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean, but you see what I'm saying? People are working hard all the time. Look how hard you work all the time. You work awfully hard. You know, getting there early in the mornings, working, and now you're working on digital media, which I think is going to be, you know, I think all of us think is going to be an area where you can make a real difference for your family. As much as I miss you on the show, I also know it was best for you that you're doing this. But all the games that you do, high school Friday night, Bucknell on Saturday, come back, and then you're working on high school basketball in the wintertime. I mean, it's a labor of love for you. but you're also putting in the extra time to do it. And all these people that call the show all the time, it's the same thing with all of them. And people put in a lot of hours. So I don't want to hear about, you know, that's, I always love the recreation part of it. Well, you know, all this lost productivity. You know what? Okay, tell that to the nurse and the doctor who spent the extra 15, 20 minutes because they had to after a 15-hour shift. About the teacher out there that's not earning anywhere near what he or she deserves and doing something so important of influencing and teaching young people. About the people who volunteer to be coaches. You know, he or she out there is a little league coach, a basketball coach, a softball coach, about everybody in the neighborhood that gets together and, oh, by the way, brings a meal to someone in their neighborhood who needs it. Shovels the driveway out or snow blows the driveway out for somebody, you know, elderly or can't be there to take care of their own place. This happens on an everyday basis in this country. Every day. So spend your 2 hours. Right? Enjoy it. Have a good time. Hey, really interesting situation in Chicago. Actually, it's in Arizona, about the White Sox and Adam LaRoche. The players almost boycotted their exhibition game over this. We'll tell you more about it in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, Yale leads Baylor right now, 36-30. I think all of you might know the story now of Adam LaRoche retiring from the White Sox. And this is over the fact that his son, Drake, is around the team 24-7. And what happened was team president Kenny Williams told LaRoche he had to limit his time with his 14-year-old son. And by the way, they have emphasized over in Williams over and over again, the young man is anything but a problem. He's out there helping out, gathering baseballs, cleaning up the field, dugout, whatever. He's always around and so forth. LaRoche had a 1 year left on his 2 year contract, made $12 million last year, scheduled to make $13 million this season. He walked away from it. And the players for the White Sox were so furious that they decided they were not going to play in their exhibition game today. And Robin Ventura, the manager, interceded and persuaded the players to play the game. He said, look, he said, here's the bottom line. I support you all the way on this. He said, but understand this. When I tell you to post, you got to post. And so the players understood that, and for Ventura, they played. This has become a very interesting story in a lot of ways. It is great that a father is taking tremendous interest in his children. Drake's 14 years old. LaRoche is 36. And so he wants, you know, his son out there with him, and he's around there all the time. Now, here's the next part. The clubhouse is supposed to be for the players and the manager and coaches. It is not supposed to be where management's roaming around. Williams says that they've always encouraged the players to bring their kids into the clubhouse and onto the field. And Williams says he talked to LaRoche twice about him cutting back in his son's time in the clubhouse. He said, I think you need to keep it under 50%, somewhere in between, instead of having him there all the time. That's because he's talking about focus and things like that and daily routine and blah, 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 blah. Now, in the real world, we have take your daughter to work day, which is now, I think, just take your child to work. To work day. And after about 15, 20 minutes, they're really bored with what you're doing.
Or in my kid's case, three.
And it happens all the time. It had nothing to do with it. You can, look, you could be the greatest IT person in the world. The greatest IT person ever. Well-liked by your coworkers. You're fabulous at your job. But it's your kid. They're like, oh, yeah, that's what mom and dad does. Okay, great. Okay.
Actually, I got, that's all you do?
Well, that was actually from me. I said that. he then chimed in later.
That explains it.
So, but he plays baseball. He's at the ballpark. This is really cool. And he loves being around there, and dad loves having him. Now, baseball is a different culture, but keep in mind, remember, Prince Fielder, Cal Ripken Jr., Ken Griffey Jr., they all grew up around the ballpark. They all did. And you've got a real problem now between management and the players in all this with the White Sox. That the players feel Kenny Williams stepped into something that he shouldn't have stepped into. It's like none of your business because the players love the kid. And that's a major problem here to me. The biggest problem of all is that poor 14-year-old Drake LaRoche is having his name mentioned on shows such as these, and people are talking about him. Now, everybody's saying he's great, awesome, and incredible, but at the same time, dad's being told you can't bring him around work anymore. Now, most jobs, you don't do that. Obviously, we're going to take you to the tool and die place over in Danville. You're not going to allow your kids in there. A little dangerous. And it's not as if this isn't dangerous. I mean, you could be in the wrong spot. I mean, look, I've done interviews with players for the pregame during batting practice in the field. And I've had to stop in the middle of the interview while the fielder caught the ball and then threw it back in. Then we continue with the interview. No. I'm a 1,000-year-old adult. So I understand going out there what the risks happen to be of being out there. He's 14. That's probably quicker than I am. But there's a part of you that can see management where they're coming from. Okay, look, lock in, play the whole thing. At the same time, he's been allowed to bring him everywhere he's wanted to go all these years. And it doesn't sound like he's hurting the club in any way, shape, or form. It just seems like for the people that work there, he's a great extra, a hardworking young man, extra has a set of hands out there. Hey, look, I'll gather up the gloves. I'll gather up the baseballs from batting practice. I'll help clean the dugout. He does that stuff all the time. And I think it's admirable that he has a father that wants to be around him all the time. Ken Williams said, I asked Adam, listen, our focus, our interest, our desire this year is to make sure that we give ourselves every opportunity to focus on a daily basis on getting better. All I'm asking you to do with that regard to bring your kid to the ballpark is dial it back. Well, that didn't go over very big. So what do you think about that? To me, this is a big story with a lot of twists and turns to it. 800-795-9565. Should he be allowed to have him at the ballpark every day? He's retired over it. That's how mad he is about it. He's walking away from $13 million this year. $13 million he's walking away from because he's so mad about it. Now, if they went up to Kevin's kid and said, hey, look, we're asking you to dial it back, he'd be like, great.
No problem. Done. I didn't even know I dialed it up.
Just don't make me go, okay?
I'll tell you what. Just tell him that, and then he won't take me. That'll be fine.